putting in place a caretaker or ambassador program across the country for every town or village in the country. And I do believe that effectively this won't cost the state any more money than we're already paying out, because the reality of the situation is that you're asking people to join a two scheme for 19 hours a week, work 19 and a half hours a week, and get a €20 top up on their unemployment payment. The scheme isn't fit for purpose. And instead of paying out that money for people that aren't on these schemes, community groups cannot get people to come onto these schemes to support their work in their areas. So we should pay someone via caretaker or ambassador program through the leader program, I believe, that is working well in terms of the management and that structure that already is in place. So I think it's a win-win for the state. It certainly saves money to the local authorities, because they will, that person or persons will support the local authority with that piece of work.
So, Councillor, would it be fair to say that you think this new initiative, it could definitely foster more of a sense of community and also, I suppose, encourage people to care for their community maybe more than the current scheme does, or how the current scheme invites people to do so?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we have a small number of outdoor staff on our roads throughout the county right now in Sligo. So someone in each town or village that helps with maintaining footpaths, for example, in the winter, could help with putting out salt in problem areas or problem access areas on footpaths, for example, helping clean out gullies in the winter period, lining football pitches, maintaining their facilities, indoor facilities, painting them, etc. Because we have a situation right now across the country where communities are struggling to keep up with what needs to be done in their communities. And these are volunteers, and we're asking them to do more and more each day, each evening, each time, with grant applications, with fundraising, with maintaining their and enhancing their communities. Why don't we support, as a state, these community groups with maintaining and enhancing their areas?